Blog Talk Radio.
Sacred Geometry shirt on.
I love it.
I'm all set to go. I'm back, and joining me is Michelle. Hey, how's it going, Michelle?
Hey, that's good. How are you?
I feel like we just did this because we did. We were just 15 hours ago. Yeah.
Yes.
Because we're trying out some evening shows as well as our regular, you know, day shows too, and things like that. Oh, Charlotte's in there, and Charlotte was with us last night. She says, hi, Daxie and Michelle.
Hi, it's Charlotte.
Fantastic show.
Mm.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. So if you're new here, this is Psychic Talk Radio, and we also simulcast live video stream on YouTube as well. Oh, if you're listening on the radio, hey, come and see Michelle and I. Just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live. That'll take you right to the live. You can get into the chat with us. And, oh, if you're in the chat on YouTube, call into the show. Do we have any callers yet? 714-816-4628. So as soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. It's 714-816-4628. No callers yet, but, hey, it's early. We're just getting going here. So those that don't know, I'm Dax Carlisle. I'm president of the Tarot Guild for the last 20 years. Oh, my God, I'm so old. Anyway. I'm also executive producer of Psychic Talk Radio Network. And so it's a network of shows. We have shows every day of the week, except when we can't, you know, well, there's times, things we can't get out of, obligations, things like that. But we try to do a show every day. You know, typically it's at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern in the U.S. Sometimes now we do 6:30 p.m. Pacific, 9:30 p.m. Eastern in the evening, like last week. Normally, it's Catherine Hahn's Compassionate Light Show on Fridays, but for various reasons, she couldn't do our shows in March, and hopefully she'll be back in April. Last time I talked to her, you know, she sent in her host fee for April, and so I'm assuming she's coming back, you know. Yay! So we're excited about that, you know, to get her back on the air. So the way we think it's going to go is we're going to, you know, we've been testing this. Now we're going to start it next week, starting on Monday. Now, tomorrow's Easter, so there won't be a show. There also won't be our weekly Zoom meeting where we have a discussion and Q&A that's live for everybody, all of our members and everybody at the cafe and everything like that. Oh, Rudy's here. Hey, Rudy.
Hi, Rudy.
Rudy from India, one of our regulars. So there won't be a show. There won't be a meeting this Sunday. The next Sunday, what's the next Sunday? The 7th, right? That'll be when we have the Angelic View with Maria Moss. I'll be guest co-hosting on our show. And then right after it, we'll have that meeting. But starting Monday, we're going to do a show Monday evening, 6:30 Pacific, U.S., Tuesday, we're doing a morning show, afternoon show, so 11 a.m. Pacific. Wednesday, it'll be back at night. And Thursday, it'll be in the morning again. So that's how we're going to do it. And then hopefully Friday will be Compassionate Light. And then I'll be doing a day show like we're doing right now on Saturday. Sunday will be the Angelic View. And the following Saturday will be Michelle's show. Michelle here. Michelle's Mystic Insight, Mystic Corner. I was thinking of Maria because Maria on Twitter, her handle on Twitter is Mystic Insight.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And so that's what threw me, you know. It's like, well, anyway, oh, gosh. So it is the 30th, and I'm doing this new thing where I'm doing the numerology of the day, which I always do, right? But I also did the numerology of today on last night's show. And then I'm going to do you know, repeat it here, and then I'm going to do the numerology and the cards of the day for tomorrow, the 31st. We won't be here, but I'm going to put out the video for that. So that's what we're doing. The reason why we're doing that is because, well, it doesn't help people to get the information now that we're doing some evening shows when the day's already over, right? Doesn't make sense. So even on the day shows, I'm going to do it this way, because what I found out is I can excerpt out and make a short video of the cards of the day and the numerology of the day, like for tomorrow. And it's really cool because I can then put that out early in the morning as a separate video on our channel, and everybody can get the information then. Yeah. So let's do that real quick. Get my notes here, because I have so much stuff that I actually can't do it off the top of my head anymore. I got to actually write this down. So today is the 5 energy, because the entire date reduces to 5, and 3 energy, because obviously it's the 30th, right? So 0 is not actually a number in numerology, but it enhances the number that it's behind. So it's enhanced 3 energy, right, which is creativity and communication. This is a great day to work on that stuff. And the cards of the day that I got, I forget, I think the Knight of Pentacles was the Heart of the Matter card. When I am shuffling and cutting the deck, I get the Heart of the Matter. And then the Fool card for the card of the day. And so Knight of Pentacles, so success, victory, recognition, new beginnings, new opportunities, potential for material success and abundance and so forth with the Fool card, right? And then when you get the two together, it means that either you're already having like significant material success and recognition, or you're about to, and a new opportunity. And the thing is, just stepping outside your comfort zone and taking the leap of faith is what you need to do. So that's the cards for today. I'm going to put that back in the deck here, and then we'll do tomorrow. So it's Sunday. Let me start that over so I get the recording right. So it's Sunday, March 31st, 2024, and the energy is 6, the nurturer, okay? So family and relationships and home and all that kind of stuff. And then 4, because 31st, 1 plus 3, 3 plus 1, that's 4. Structure, foundations, all that kind of thing, right? So the card, Heart of the Matter card that I got is the 2 of Cups here. And of course, we know, that's 2 people coming together. So, relationships, partnerships, it could be a new partnership or a new meeting or new coming together with other people, or it could be referring to an older one. And the card of the day, 10 of Cups. Yeah. So idyllic family scene here for fulfillment, happiness, and so forth. So you get these two together, and it's like a double whammy, isn't it, Michelle? So if you get for some of you, it's saying you're possibly about to jump into some kind of partnership or romantic relationship. But like I said, it could be a business partnership, and it's saying go for it. And this can be a very fulfilling relationship or partnership. It can also mean, though, things like it could indicate that you'll have the opportunity to find common ground with somebody that was a former adversary, or within a relationship, maybe you guys have been having the squabbles and stuff like that. And so you spent so long focused on your differences with this person that you've neglected to see how much you have in common. And see, that's what's showing up with these cards. So there you go. That's what I got. Did you pull a card of the day? I know last night you pulled one for today, which I don't remember what it was.
I did, but I don't remember what it was for.
Well, just do a card for tomorrow then.
All right. So for tomorrow, Easter Sunday, I got this card, which in the Lenormand deck is Hopes and Dreams. And so it's okay and it's good to have hopes and dreams, but also make sure that you are not, how do I describe what I'm feeling? Don't be selfish with your hopes and dreams. Share with others, especially seeing as tomorrow is Easter, it's Passover for others, it's Ostara for some.
Oh.
Share your hopes and your dreams and make others have their hopes and dreams become reality.
Hmm.
So I hope that helps. That encourages.
There you go. There you go. So let's see. Wow, it is really quiet. I wonder what's going on. Maybe people have gone away for Easter weekend or something, you know? But if you're listening to us live, you're going to be the first caller. If you call in at 714-816-4628, 714-816-4628. But let's check the chat. I know we don't have a lot of people in the chat yet, but Rudy had a question. Charlotte's in there. Dan, of course, Michelle's hubby, and he is also our moderator. He's also a lifetime member of the Guild, too. And they're having a nice conversation in there. Thanks, Dan. It was really nice to be back on the show. Dan was, I guess, I have to scroll back here, telling how awesome a show last night. Love seeing you there. Look forward to seeing you more on the shows. That's right. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and Charlotte, you know, let me know the next show you want to be on. You know, maybe you want to pop on Tuesday morning with me. You know, I know Ellie's going to do, I think, Monday and Wednesday evening. I think she's doing both. But I have Tuesday morning open. I have Thursday morning also open. Michelle, if you want to pop in on that, or if you want to join me and Ellie on Monday or Wednesday, because we haven't done that, the three of us, I don't think.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would.
So last night, Rudy had a question, and it was regarding black magic done with my family and me. And I was pulling, I said, well, okay, I'm going to pull some cards on that. I didn't get past the first card. I mean, I pulled the magician card, and it was so obvious. Hello. The magician card, and he's asking about magic. And the magician card, a major arcana card, it's a yes to the answer anyway. So we just went with that it looks like something like that is going on. And he's asking about, it would be great if you could explain it a little bit. We are facing some issues. I love doing the chat questions. I actually prefer them over the phone calls lately because we've had some rough phone calls. And also because a lot of times it's hard to hear what people are saying and things like that, you know, but once you hear what they're saying, you understand, you know, but with the text in the chat, it's so hard to read the text sometimes, you know, and especially say it, you know. So you're facing some issues. So what's going on? You know, see, if I was doing a long reading with you, I would be asking lots of questions, Rudy, and pulling cards as we went. You know, on the shows, it's a little bit more difficult. We, you know, can't just pull cards, a couple of cards, and spend 2 minutes with you and figure out, like, everything that's going on. Plus, you know more that's going on than I know. So, you know, you would have to tell me what's going on, and then I would look into it. This is how I explain it, the way we work. Okay. And when I say we, I'm talking about me and other people like me versus, you know, the other psychics out there, and they're fantastic and they can pull cards or pull stuff out of their head. And I said a different part of the anatomy for Dan last night. But, you know, this is how I explain it. You go to your doctor, you go, hi, doc. So what am I seeing you here for today? Well, doc, I'm not going to tell you any of the symptoms I have, but I want you to cure what I've got. That's the equivalent, okay? Because we're not – well, I keep saying we. You know, me and folks like me are not that kind of psychic. You know, we're not – you know, I know Madame Valenska and I know all and see all, you know. And so I know your entire problem. No, you tell me the details of your problem and I will help you get to the outcome you want. That's how it works, okay? So I'm pulling cards on this, and here's what I'm getting. I got the Ace of Cups, okay? So this is obviously very emotional, all right? But there is an opportunity to get back into control emotionally, and next to it, okay, and you have to notice the facing. A lot of people don't pay attention to this in tarot because they're what I call one-card readers. They pull a card, and they talk about the keywords, and then they could pull another card, talk about the keywords. They're not even paying attention to things like you lay out the spread and, you know, what card is next to what card and doing what. So here we've got the Hermit card, and he's facing and shining his light on the cup. Okay. So it's saying a couple things. You need to take a step back and look at the whole situation and shine the light on it. And also a mentor could help. Somebody is either in the family or has a lot of knowledge in this area, and then they could help you out. Okay. And that will help you, you know, get the emotional stability again. Remember, manifestation, when you say magic, it's manifestation, and all the manifestation, it functions via the five senses. Emotions, you see the five rivulets, the five streams coming out of the cup, that is representative of the five I'm messing things up here. The five senses, okay, which are, you see, it's going down into the pool of water down there. Okay, so that's the spiritual realm, the consciousness, subconscious. So it's from the feeling state, a five-sensory visualization, and that information going into the collective consciousness, your higher self, the spiritual realm, however you want to describe it, okay, that's how you do magic. And it's saying, hey, the best defense is a good offense. So finding the person that can help you do this, where it's not like getting rid of the hex or you know, if you find someone like that, fine. It's not like going against their magic. Instead, it's despite their magic. Okay, it's manifesting what you want instead. And see, that's the secret. And people get all excited and scared because, oh my God, people are doing black magic on me. Or, you know, hoodoo or hexes or whatever, you know. It's all manifestation, Michelle. And so this is the thing. If they can manifest, you can manifest.
Yes.
Okay, so now the people that fall victim to someone else's manifestation, someone else's magic, quote unquote, are the ones that give up their own power. They're the ones. Yep, they're the ones that they focus on the fears, and they allow that person, because if you are manifesting how you want your life to be and how you want things to be, they can't interfere with that. You know, it's like, you know, two Mack trucks, boom, you know. But
yeah,
you know, but if you're riding along on your motorcycle, guess what? The Mack truck is gonna, you know.
Yep, that's true.
But if there's two Mack trucks, boom, no effect,
yep.
You know, if they're going the same speed, and yeah. So that's, you know, if they're the same weight going the same speed, you know, it's going to be an equal and opposite reaction, you know. So,
right.
So that's the thing, is to take back your power. And then the Eight of Cups shows up. Couple things here. Abundance. I feel like they're interfering with your abundance and prosperity in life. What did he do? He let go of the baggage, especially emotional baggage, that's holding him back, and he's moving onward and upward up the hill here. And that's kind of what you need to do, Rudy, and or your family or folks in your family. You guys need to get together and hopefully with somebody that can help you out, you know, somebody that knows about this kind of stuff, a mentor. And you need to let go of the fears about the black magic or whatever you think is going on. And then you have to switch gears after you let go of it. Then you focus on creating the five sensory visualization powered, fueled by emotion in the consciousness. See, all the secrets of manifestation are actually in the tarot cards. I love it. It's so cool. Anyway, I don't know if that helped you out, but Rudy's going to give us some more information here. My wife sometimes sees things. Okay. Medical issues are repeated in the house. All we plan not matured. Okay. Yeah, and so that's what I was talking about, prosperity and abundance.
Yep.
Things that you're planning not manifesting, maturing, that's what that means. And even medical issues being repeated, medical issues, again, that is a lack of abundance, prosperity in the area of health. Okay, so you have all the different areas of your life. And you can have abundance and prosperity in all of them, not just the financial, okay? So the way to combat this, okay, is twofold. In fact, exactly what I just said is what he just said, Michelle. Think about it.
Yep.
He just said medical issues are repeated. We plan not mature. Where is his focus right now?
On the fear.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why this card. That's why you have to let go of those emotions.
Yep.
And it may require you doing emotional freedom technique, doing the tapping technique, you know, to get rid of it. It may require a little NLP or a little hypnosis. You know, you want to get rid of that baggage. And then how to combat that. Okay, so the medical issues and the plans that you have, which, you know, maybe career, financial, business, home, you know, anything along those lines. You got to get with your mentor to help you manifest. The best way to combat the negative is to refocus on what you want. So I don't know if I'm explaining this well, but so with the medical issues, how do you want to be healthy? Okay, what does that look like? Smell like, feel like, taste like, sound like? What are you guys doing? You know, if you can imagine that, you can make it happen. And so we know what you don't want. The medical issues repeating, you and your plans not coming to fruition. So what's the opposite of that? What do you want? You got to shift your focus to that, and you'll be able to bring it in. Boy, that was just absolutely perfect there. You know, now exactly details, who's doing it? Why are they doing it? How are they doing it? Exactly what are they trying to, you know, use against you? All that kind of stuff. We can't get that. Not in 5 minutes. On the air, on a radio show, and YouTube, and using tarot cards. I'm sorry, you know. You know, maybe some kind of psychic mediums, psychic clairvoyant could see that, possibly. Maybe if I sat down with you for 40 minutes, and we went through, you know, different ideas and pull cards on it, and it might spark something in your consciousness, your subconscious, by pulling the cards, because that happens. Like I'll be pulling cards and talking about a particular issue or different things, and I'm showing the cards to the client, Michelle, and they go, oh, it's that Uncle George. He's always been a dick. He's the one doing the black magic, you know. And see, the client figures it out, not me.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, when you go to this mentor or when you find someone, you know, they don't have to be local. It's better if they're local. But, you know, if you find a shaman, priest, psychic practitioner, somebody that's knowledgeable that can help you. If they say, hey, it's just black magic, I'll, you know, light a $500 candle for you. Run the other way.
Yeah.
Run the other way. Yes. I hope that helps you out. And then Dan was saying you can always go to psychic.cafe and book a session with one of our practitioners. Hey, you know, while we're doing that and waiting for we got a caller coming in. Oh, I think that's Charlotte. Well, we'll bring Charlotte on in just a second. But everybody, let me give that phone number out and give time for people to call in. We're going to be here for a while. You know, we're not going anywhere yet. And we have some stuff we can talk about. We can talk about personal year numbers, talk about the life path number from last night, things like that.
Yeah.
You know, go back over a little few of these things. And, oh, by the way, after the show, I was talking to Michelle in the green room, and Michelle was like, you're going to start, you know, doing Learn a Month all the time. Lenny.
Yeah.
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 So
yes,
I'm excited for that, you know, because Michelle's doing a lot of stuff and she's learning things that she doesn't already do, like psychic mediumship and things like that. So she'll still be doing all that. And of course, you know, she's big into tarot. But the thing is, I've been telling everybody to specialize in something so that they can teach that at the cafe. And I want someone to teach Learn a Month. And Michelle has, you know, decided to focus on that, which is really cool. So, hey, let me bring up the text thingy here. And here's Michelle's psychic.cafe/Michelle. We'll take you right to her profile and you can book a session with her. You can also send her a message, tell her how great she was on the show, talk in between shows, you know, you can get a numerology report. You can book a live session, a long session, so you can get more information, things like that, you know. And you can also make suggestions for her Michelle's Mystic Corner. Michelle's Mystic Corner. I got to say that a few times because I'm so stuck. Maria Moss and her Mystic Insights, which I told her, I said, just change it to your name. You know, think about it. She doesn't use Mystic Insight as her moniker anymore anywhere else. So why have it on your Twitter? It's Michelle's Mystic Corner, you know, and you can tell her, you know, hey, I want to have, I would like for you to talk about this topic, or could you have so-and-so on and interview them? By the way, Michelle's going to be interviewing Sonny Hancock, psychic medium, on the 27th of April. Yes.
Yeah.
We're always getting going. We're already getting going with the interviews and things. Okay. So you can call in. You can go to her page. I'm sorry. And chat with her. I'm thinking of 30 things right now. You know, you get phone lines. It's like, oh my God, too many things going on, folks. These shows are not easy like you think they are to do. And then my page is /Dax. So if you have questions about anything like the Tarot Guild, Psychic Cafe, how to join the Tarot Guild, joining as a lifetime member, if you have any questions about what's included as benefits, how to put your business and you on Psychic Cafe, maybe you've already started a profile and you want help, you know, doing that, you can contact me on my page. You can also book sessions with me, which can be like we're doing here, any kind of life questions, but I specialize in helping spiritual entrepreneurs. So if you're, if you want to grow your business, or you already have a business, or you want to start a business as a tarot reader, psychic medium, astrologer, numerologist, whatever, you know, our sessions that you book can be also that, you know, we'll do life coaching, pull some cards, do the numerology on you and on the business. And especially if you have a location, we can do the numerology on the location. That can be beneficial. And you can book sessions and get, you know, regular sessions and numerology reports and so forth. But come and chat with me on the cafe, you know, and we can instant message each other there. it's really cool. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to pop that off. And that URL, psychic.cafe, go over and join if you haven't joined yet. You can join the website for free. If you're one of our lifetime members or premium members, hey, I just sent out, I don't know if you read my email. If not, go back and read my email from yesterday. It was, you know, promoting last night's show, but I put a lot of information in there about the new website, the fact that the old Tarot Guild, thetarotguild.com website that's on the Ning platform, that one's going away in a month. And so you need to set up your profile. We need to migrate the social networking platform type features are all going to be on Psychic Cafe now. So we need to migrate over. You need to create a profile over there. No, we're not automatically moving the profiles from the old website to the new one. You have to go there and create one. And likewise, we're not moving content. I'm going to be going in and moving some content. Sharona Rapsik asked me to move a couple of her articles over. I'm going to move some of my articles. I'm going to go through all the videos and, you know, see which ones are really good that we want to, you know, also post on Psychic Cafe, the new website. But we're not moving your content. So, like, if you have blog posts or articles or videos, pictures on the Ning website, thetarotguild.com. In fact, when you put that in, thetarotguild.com, it takes you over, and now it says tarot.ning.com, which is the actual URL for our website, but it was hidden. It was masked by thetarotguild.com. Well, we've taken that off because I've moved that thetarotguild.com URL to our new hosting service because we're going to be building a brand new website to replace it. But it's going to be a static website. So it's going to be information only. Basically, it's a billboard on the web. You're going to go there and go, okay, this is the Tarot Guild. This is certification. This is membership. This is where you join. But everything else, like our profiles, creating groups, all of our groups and content, doing posts, posting videos and pictures, posting events, instant messaging, private messaging, chatting, all that's going to take place on Psychic Cafe. So go over, especially if you're a lifetime member and or a premium paid member, you know, go over and set up your profile. Message me. Tell me you set up the profile. I'm not going to track you all down and make you do this. Okay? So you need to migrate yourself. You need to create the profile and then let me know and I'll upgrade your profile on Psychic Cafe to a member, to an actual premium member, either the premium or life membership. And then you'll get access to everything and I'll help you with your profile picture, your profile cover. I have a template for it. So if you need, you know, help making a cover image for your profile, if you need help in the about section, filling that all out, putting in buttons so people can buy readings from you and things or buy reports. Maybe you do astrology charts, maybe you do numerology reports like Michelle does. We can get all that installed for you. But you gotta track me down because we've got 50 lifetime members, 150 premium members. You know, I'm not chasing down 200 people. I'm giving fair warning to everybody to move themselves over there and get in contact with me and get things going. So let's check over here. We were going to bring on Charlotte. Hello, Charlotte. Are you there?
Yep.
Hi.
Hi, Charlotte.
I just had like to call and say, that. I know, right?
50 hours ago.
Thank you for letting me be on the show last night. It was so much fun. And
what did you think?
I hope I get invited back.
How do you feel about it, like the day, the next day, the day later thing? You know, I mean, because sometimes things change.
I I feel good about it, and like I have been like in true Charlotte fashion, I've been looking for things to pick it apart, and I know this is going to sound bad or conceited, but I couldn't find anything to pick apart. And
Well, so I'm going to rely on you guys.
If I made a mistake, then you need to let me know.
No.
But it felt right. It felt good. It was nice. I had forgotten what it's like to have spirit feed me answers, and because like some of the things I'd be like, oh, I have no idea, and then all of a sudden things would start coming, you know, coming to me, and so it was great.
Well, Charlotte, in the chat, Dan said, Charlotte, you have a gift, and it was awesome seeing you in action. Very impressive and inspiring. And this is the thing, you know, you weren't planning it, but I mean, you did pet mediumship, you know, animal communication, you did people mediumship, you know, psychic mediumship, you were pulling cards. I mean, you were doing everything, and it was really great, you know.
It was, yeah.
Blew me away last night. I was like, oh yeah, that's what these cards do.
Yeah, some of the combinations, you were saying how some of the, you know, combinations, but listen, Charlotte, so if I was going to critique the show, because it was three of us, it was a little bit harder, and after like the first reading, I think like Michelle read, and then I read for the same person, and right away I was seeing, you know, it's like, okay, we can't do three people on everything. We need to rotate and have one person do this question, one person do that question, one person do this question. The only thing I would critique, and we talked about it after the show, unfortunately, we forgot to tell Charlotte to turn her camera off, listen to the music play. When the music stops, put your camera back on, because we're still there. We always have a little chat after the show. And you know, after we're off air, we're back in the green room, so to speak. That's what they call it in the industry. So Michelle and I talked, and Dan. Well, you know, you can't get rid of Dan anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't stop Dan from talking. No, but we talked about the only thing we could think of is that we do want to get a little faster with the readings, even when it's only one of us per question. Speeding it up a little bit, like, you know, pulling the cards and like, oh yeah, okay, I see the guy coming in, and yeah, nope, it's not going to work there. Yeah, okay, there's your answer. You know, it's just like speeding it up a little bit so we can get to more questions.
Yeah.
And more phone calls. And the reason for this is, you know, it's hard when we have a topic. It's going to take a long time, because we had a topic last night. We did the life path numbers, how to calculate them. I gave out a cheat sheet, which I'll give it out today if I remember later. I'll give out the free cheat sheets. It's actually two of them, working with numbers and life path numbers. And but even on a regular show, you know, we've been going without a topic 2 hours, you know. So it's to get to more callers and questions by doing faster readings, only one of us, unless I'm going to put the caveat in that, you know, if the other host is doing a reading, pulling cards for a question in chat or a caller, and something comes to you and you feel drawn to, and you pull a card, or even if you don't pull a card, you get something psychic, go ahead and still give that information. I'm not saying that we have to be strict on this. I'm just saying the idea is to speed things up. We get to more questions and more calls, but we also condense the show down to maybe an hour, hour 15, hour and a half at the most, you know, instead of going 2 hours like we've been doing a lot, you know. So that's the goal, is to speed up the readings a little bit. Oh, JoBeth came in the chat. Hi, JoBeth.
Hi, JoBeth.
When are you going to come back on? Do you, Do you want to come back on the Tuesday show?
I honestly, last night they were coming to me as fast as they were going to come to me. As I get more confident, quicker. But last night was, and then there were a couple of times where I'm like, I can't keep my mouth shut about this. So they're going to hear, you know, I know they're trying to hurry, but this is important.
That's fine.
I felt it was important. And
Charlotte, though, I got to tell you, because I worked with the mediums that were doing the Tuesday show before, and you probably noticed, other people probably noticed it too, that I was planning for that. So what I would do is I'd look at questions, and I'd give a question to Michelle. I would grab a question, and then I'd give a question to you. And especially if it was, pet psychic, sorry, animal communicator. When it was an animal communication, when it was an animal communication question, or it was a psychic mediumship question, I gave it to you, and I gave it to you first, so that you would have time to bring something in, and meanwhile Michelle would pull cards on a question. Then I would pull cards on a question. Then we would come back to you, and you had all that time to get some information. And so, if we do it that way, I think you'll have more time to pull information in. So, but I thought it went very smooth, and, I didn't think it took too long, Michelle.
Mm-mm. I thought it went really nicely. I agree.
Yeah.
I think she did a great job.
Can't wait to have you back on co-hosting.
Yes. I really enjoyed working with you. I thought it was fantastic.
Yep.
Well, it was fun, and I can't do it Tuesday. That's March.
Tuesday's the 2nd.
I can do it Tuesday.
Mm.
Is that a day or a night time?
Okay.
Is that a day?
And Michelle,
or
you can pop. That's a daytime one if you can do it.
Okay.
That's going to be right, 11 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Mountain.
Let's go to April.
April 2, yeah. And if you want to pop in, Michelle, you can pop in too. All three of us can do it again if you want. But if you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
I also want to get Michelle on with Ellie on one of the evening shows. So Ellie Moonchild, folks, is going to be my guest co-host on Monday and Wednesday for the evening show. Cannot
Yay!
Wait. That's going to be so good. Anyway,
so
let's do that.
April Fool's Day?
Yes.
That'll be fun.
I should join with you and Ellie.
That's Monday. That's Monday.
Is this reading real, or is this an April Fool?
It's like, okay, I have an announcement to make. We are shutting down Psychic Cafe and the Tarot Guild forever.
So sorry.
We're leaving now. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. We're done. No, I was trying to think of something, and nothing would come to mind to do for April Fool's. But we have all of Easter to figure it out.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, well, thanks for calling in, Charlotte. Did you want us to pull some cards on, how this is going to go with you doing co-hosting in the future as things go or something like that? I don't know. Just a suggestion.
I hadn't really thought about that. I just wanted to call and say thanks and just say how much fun it was.
Oh, good.
And if people weren't listening, they kind of missed out on a fun show. And not
that's
just
what the archive is
there.
For. Go listen to the replay. By the way, I had to post promotions for today's show, and I also had to promote the Cards of the Day and the Numerology of the Day video that I excerpted out from last night's show for today. So I did not have time to post the replay. So after this show, folks, look on our social media, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, sorry, X, you know, or even better, just go to psychic.cafe, go to the groups and click on Psychic Talk. We post all our shows there and you'll see the replay. You can listen/watch the replay of last night's show with Charlotte. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw, because I haven't posted it out yet, although it is posted on the cafe website. Like if you go to psychic.cafe right now, the community feed on the main page right there, if you scroll down, you'll see last night's show. You got to see the picture I found of us, because I take a still from the video for the thumbnail for the replays. It is such a good picture of the three of us. Wait, I got to bring it up now too. Everybody do this. Go to psychic.cafe. Go to psychic.cafe, everybody, and you'll see the green sale sign for our sale. Scroll down, and there's a happy late birthday for Maria. And then, you know, scroll down to see our next live show. That's the show we're on right now. And then the next thing you'll see 11 hours ago, watch anytime, and you'll see me and Charlotte and Michelle. And
yes.
Do you know how hard it is when you're scrubbing through a video to find a really good still where we're all smiling and everything? But I accidentally, in the editing program, I had the video in there and I landed on this and I'm like, oh my God, that's the thumbnail. Look at Charlotte there.
Yes.
She looks like she's having a grand old time.
I love it.
You know, and Michelle's like dead on looking straight ahead and I'm giggling. I got my tarot cards in my hand and I'm kind of giggling.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man, that is such a good picture.
We were talking about at that point in time, but
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Well, thanks for calling in, Charlotte.
Different.
Well, you can do your hair different thing. No, Charlotte, you can do your hair different ways on different shows.
Yeah.
Well, eventually I want to get everybody a hat that has Psychic Cafe on it, you know. Branding.
Yes.
Okay, we got to get going because we actually have calls coming in now, Charlotte. But thanks for chatting with us.
Thanks, Charlotte.
It was great.
Well, thanks again for the fun experience, and I love you guys.
We'll see you on Tuesday. We'll talk.
We
with
love
you,
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Yeah, I know we went a little long with that call, but that was because it was Charlotte. And
yeah.
A couple of other things. We wanted to chit-chat, and I had to show everybody that picture. But also because we're doing a little bit of killing time right now because for some reason, this is like the slowest Saturday we've ever had. But we're starting to get some phone calls coming in. And I know in chat, I saw Chelle came back in.
Yeah.
Oh, Chelle wants to know, do you see me as a millionaire? Okay, so we're going to pull cards on that in just a minute. Joe Beth came in. Joe Beth, if you have a question or just want a general or what have you, just pop that in there. Dan says we are at 495 subscribers. Dan, are we still at 495? Let me know in the chat. I think that's what he's saying. So folks, if you have not hit the subscribe button, which I can pop up the little thing, go and subscribe right now. And after you hit the subscribe, hit the bell icon so you'll know when we're going live with these shows or when I post my daily cards and numerology of the day. We got so much going on. Michelle's doing videos. Ellie's reviewing decks. Michelle, you got to start reviewing a ton of your deck. Oh, you know what you could do?
I reviewed my Lenormand deck, too.
That's what I was going to suggest. You know, review Lenormand decks. Maybe you need to get a Dan. Michelle has to buy a whole shitload of Lenormand decks so we can.
I got this one, and I got a couple more. I've got like four or five Lenny decks.
Yeah.
I guess I need more.
So we're going to get all kinds. But that's a good start, right?
That's a start.
That's
the beginning.
Yes. Okay, so now we're going to go to area code 520, which is my neck of the woods, southern Arizona. Who is that? Is that Lisa? I'm wondering if that's one of our regular callers, Lisa. Area code 520. Are you there? Hello, 520. I'm thinking that's Lisa. Maybe not. Okay, maybe she stepped away. Lisa, I'm going to put you back on hold. We're not hearing you. So if there's a problem on your line or with your mic or something, we'll come back to you, though, in a minute. Meanwhile, let's pop over to the chat. And Chele was like, do you see me as a millionaire? And because we don't have a lot going on here, actually, Joe Beth has a question. I'm going to see if I can do Joe Beth's. And can you do do you see me as a millionaire?
All right.
Chile's question, or Chile. There's different ways of pronouncing that in English. So
yeah, okay. So, first of all, I got the snake, which talks about lies and deceit. And why do you want to be a millionaire? Is it for good purposes? Is it for bad purposes? Where did your intentions lay at? And then I got the home card. This is where your comfort is. So in order to become a millionaire, you have to get balanced inside of your own security first. And then you are going to have to step back, take the moment, breathe, and then you can start moving forward. That's what the stork card is.
Mm.
Movement, moving forward. But on this journey, and this is a journey, and it is a possibility. Not saying yes or no, I'm saying it is possible. There are going to be obstacles. I got the mountain. But if you look down at the bottom, wherever he is, there's a little elk guy down here. And he can climb this mountain. But you can do it. But it won't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have for you.
Hope that helps you out, Chile. And what was I going to say? Let me move this over. And we're going to go back to that phone call in just a second. So area code 520, we're coming to you in a second. Rudy said, I just registered myself on the website. Yay. And he wants to book a session with Catherine Hahn. Okay, well, we'll get you together with Catherine. Joe Beth said, my late grandmother Mary messages for me. Okay, so is there a message from Mary? And I don't do psychic mediumship like Charlotte does, you know. But let me pull cards, and we'll see grandmother Mary comes through. This is interesting, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens here. So, okay, going to pull cards. Okay, so right off the bat, the Queen of Pentacles, she says she's here. This is literally the mother or the grandmother card, the nurturer. And, oh, look at this, the Lover's card. Okay, she's sending love your way. So that's part of the message. Let's see what else is going on here. Okay. Now, this is really weird. Okay, so we've got the Knight of Swords and the Queen of Swords. And the Queen of Swords has her back to the Knight of Swords, and the Knight of Swords is rushing away the other way. You know, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, what is the message from, you know, Grandma Mary here? And, you know, with it being swords, thoughts and ideas and everything, the Queen of Swords is saying to be analytical about something, and the Knight of Swords gets things done. The Knight of Swords is saying, go for it. I think what's going on is, besides a general message of, you know, love and nurturing energy coming through, you know, which always does from moms and grandmoms when they've passed, right? But she's trying to give you some practical information about your life. And she's trying to say, hey, look, there's a lot of times when you're leading with the heart and you're not thinking things through, you're not being analytical about it, okay? And there's a lot of times along with that that you are not going for it when you have an opportunity. Either it's outside of your comfort zone, or you don't think, you know, you can accomplish it, you know, or, you know, you have imposter syndrome, something along those lines. So she's saying that you need to go for it, whatever it is. You know, I mean, obviously I'm not going to get a specific here, but that's the message I have coming through.
Wow.
Mary. How was that, Michelle? And I don't do mediumship.
I have to tell you, Dax, I drew cards too.
What'd you get?
I got the garden,
okay,
which tells me meeting place, which tells me just like your first card, she is here.
Mm-hmm.
I got loyalty.
Oh, yeah. Look at the dog. Such a
Yep.
Is that, by the way, is that Ciro Marchetti's deck?
Yes.
Oh. That's Ciro Marchetti's Lanny deck, folks. It's
yes.
Great.
It's saying that, you know, she is still loving her, loving, and, you know, I love you. I'm still here for you. It is basically the exact same read. And then there is happiness and success for you, but again, you're holding back from your holding back with your own ego.
Mm.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Wow. We both got powerful messages, and I keep saying we don't do mediumship. Maybe I just need to shut up now and just be psychic all the time, I swear.
Yes, you do.
yes, you do. Okay, let's see if we can get 520 on. Oh, well, you know what? Before I go to 520, I did already pull cards for, and Jovez says yes, and I love the message, and oh my God, I love her so much. And then Chelly was saying about theirs, nothing is easy, and I appreciate this. Salmill came in and said, will law be a good career for me? I face a lot of issues. You know, this is funny, too. When you say issues, are you talking about legal issues? People, Michelle, this is hilarious. Have you noticed people go into career fields that directly relate to the problems that they're having?
Yes.
If they're having mental issues, they become psychologists, psychiatrists, counselors, licensed clinical social workers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they have legal issues, they become lawyers, you know?
Yeah.
So let's see. I'm going to see what I'm getting here for, how do you say their name again? Salmill or Salmill. It's S-A-U.
Samil.
Samil, maybe. I like Samil. Samil sounds really good. Well, he or she can tell us if we're totally screwing that up. While doing education, he said, or she said. Anyway, so this is what I'm getting. I'm looking into, you know, is law, okay? The Emperor card. We have some cards that, you know, like justice and things like that, that are obvious about legal, okay? However, the Emperor card, one of the obscure meanings that people don't often use because it usually doesn't come up, except for a question like this, is talking about law, lawyer, judge, things like that. Now, I did not get the traditional cards for lawyer, the more traditional ones. I did get the judgment card. Judgment, judge, courtroom, lawyer. Yeah. But what I think this is saying is this is a bit, you know, this isn't everyday stuff. This is big life-changing. I forgot how we're saying his name again, or her name, Samuel?
Samuel.
So Samuel, this is a major from the cosmos, you know, wake-up call coming in. And I'm getting 3 out of 5 yeses. So it's leaning yes, and it's kind of a maybe. However, one of the no cards is the self-made woman card, the 9 of Pentacles. I sometimes take this as a yes. So it may be 3, it may be actually 4 yeses, which would be a strong yes. What else am I getting here? Okay, the 4 of Cups, you know, not being happy with the options presented, but missing this other option. The other thing, we had this last night, the 7 of Cups, too many choices. There can be some illusion around the 7 of Cups, fantasy even, okay? What I feel is going on here, and the reason why I initially, you know, said a maybe, that it's leaning yes, career would be a good choice, is there's some things holding you back, especially emotionally. Those are both cup cards that you need to let go of, and you need to get focused in on one area. I think what it is you have, besides legal, you have other choices, and you're just not sure. I think you need to go for it. And things will get more clear and start happening if you focus in on, you know, yes, I'm going to do legal, and it's going to be very financially rewarding. You know, you're going to be set for life going into law. Whether you teach it in education, you can teach law, or whether you practice law. So that's what I got. Let's try the phone call again. Oh, and Samuel said, actually, I want to go into judiciary. That's what I'm trying for. Okay, good. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to definitely be good then. Yep. Let's try that phone call again. Area code 520. Hello, caller. You're live on air.
Hello.
Is that Lisa?
God, Lisa for Arizona. Thank you.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi.
It's been a while. How's it been going?
Good. Excuse me. I just wanted to ask if I might. My friend, who I have a big old crush on, and we're living the same, within the same immediate area of each other. I wonder what a reading would say as far as us advancing in relationship-wise.
Awesome.
Thank you.
It's your turn, Michelle. Go for it.
Okay. Well, I got the ship, which talks about moving forward and travel, and I got the cross, which talks about burdens and sacrifice. And I also got the garden, which talks about a meeting place. So when you put these three cards together, let's see if I can show these cards.
Yeah. Here.
And then when you put these three cards together, it is time to move forward. Definitely take a step, but be prepared because you may have to sacrifice something. And then after you do, you're going to meet, whether it is with this person or another person, there is going to be
a place where you're going to, this is also about community, could be definitely moving forward with a person. I'm just not feeling it's this person. I feel it's going to be a different person. I feel this in particular person is a burden. There's a burden in this relationship. But I do see you are going to be meeting someone new.
Okay.
Oh, I hope that is
really
helpful.
That is really interesting. Yeah. Let me take a look. You know, I'm going to pull some cards on it too, because I was feeling drawn to, and right,
okay.
and Michelle, right when you were talking about, what was it you were saying, how, oh shoot, now I forgot. What was it you were saying, where you were saying why you thought it might not?
This person is a burden.
Burden. That
yes.
I couldn't remember that. Look what I got. Five of Swords.
The Five of Swords.
You know, it's like, I don't know, you know. Let me check my cards here. You know, there's some yeses in here, and I did get, you know, I did get the two of Cups, okay? I did get the Ace of Wands, although that's usually more a new opportunity in career than it is in, you know, love, you know, and relationships, but... It is all aces are great. You know, it's new. It's weird though. I got the Four of Pentacles. What are you holding on to tight to? And also the only major arcana card. Look at this. I just shuffled, but the Judgment card that I got last reading came back again. Like,
yeah.
Meaning this is a big, important wake up call for you. Yeah. So I kind of agree with Michelle that, you know, there is somebody coming in, potentially coming in. Now, I didn't get any court cards, so I didn't get an actual person yet. And I think that is because I don't know that this is the right person. And then that Four of Pentacles was the central focus card, like you're holding on too tightly for some reason. Yeah. It's strange. I don't know. I don't know. Initially, I felt really good about it. Oh, by the way, when I shuffled, even though I shuffled, I still got that. I love that when Tarot does that. Got that Judgment card. When I shuffled really good and I cut the deck and got the Heart of the Matter card, though, I got the Six of Wands. That's success. So it's... I don't know. You know, it could work with this person, but then Michelle's getting a lot of, you know, maybe not. It's going to be a burden. I got that Five of Swords. Really, it looks like it could go either way. But if I had to put my, you know, thumb on it, I would say that looking at the other cards, we're looking at, you know, there's this great potential new thing coming in, but it's not this person, and that in order to move forward, remember you were getting the move, didn't you get the moving forward cards? In order to move, so Michelle got cards indicating moving forward, and it's interesting because moving forward would require that four of pentacles, it would require letting go and moving forward. And then this other one comes in. Yeah. So, you know, you have to decide for yourself, but that's just what's coming up in the cards.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
I hope that helped
you. Thank you.
Now you got to call back and let us know what happens.
Oh, I
will.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was great. Great chatting with you again.
Yes.
I'm glad we got Lisa on because when we first brought the mic on, she wasn't there or it wasn't working or something. I don't know. Who's coming in the chat here? G's in here. Hi, you can reply to my question. What question? I didn't see a question from G. There's also Samir. Let me scroll back and see if I can see anything from – I'm not seeing anything from a G person. Here, let me make this bigger so I can see more. Okay, we did Jobeth's grandmother Mary, so it's after that. Then there's Rudy. He just registered. Oh, I got to write that down.
Okay.
Rudy, Catherine. Catherine. Rudy, what you want to do, I think, is message Catherine through the website. So go now that you're registered, go to her thing, which is just HTTP. Here, let me pop this in. Catherine. Sorry, doing some house cleaning stuff in the middle of the show here. Damn, why is that not? Okay, something's weird going on here with my chat.
Well, I found G's question.
Okay, hang on. Let me do this.
Okay,
so there is the URL, Rudy. It's psychic.cafe/Catherine, and you can book a session with her. Okay, and Heidi just came. Hi, Heidi. Anybody that has a question, go ahead. In the chat, type in your question, and we prefer specific questions. Try to keep it concise, like one or two lines. Or if you want like a general message from the universe, you can ask us to pull cards for you. Also, you can call into the show, and I'll put that in the chat as well. 714-816-4628, you can call in. And lastly, before we go back to the chat questions here, I wanted to remind everybody, you can grab us a cup of coffee at psychic.cafe/coffee. I put that in the chat earlier. I will repeat that. Coffee. There we go. It's psychic.cafe/coffee. If you're enjoying the show, if you had a great reading, learned something new, want to send us some love, that's how you do it. Also, if you go over there and grab us a cup of coffee at psychic.cafe/coffee and let us know in the chat, we will go to your call first or take your question right away, no waiting, first in the chat room here. Yes, that's how you do it. And G is saying, please reply, guys. G, we're going to get to your question, okay? But everybody, you've got to have some patience. We take the questions in the order that they came in, and we have other things to do on this show besides just answer your question, okay? And if you spam the chat and if you are rude, we will not take your question. We will boot you out of the chat, okay? So sorry I got to do some tough love right now, but, you know, I see things like that, and it's like, no, you don't tell us to reply. Okay. We are doing a show here. We are taking phone calls. We are chatting about things. We are getting information to people. We are answering questions. We are answering, doing readings from chat, and we do all the calls and all the questions in chat in the order that they're put in. Unless, like I just said, if you go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and buy us a cup of coffee, we take your question or call first. We'll spend more time with you, and we'll even pull extra cards, answer extra questions around your topic. But if you're rude in chat, we'll just boot you out, okay? And we won't take your question. Okay. Sorry about that interruption, folks. I'm going to go back over here and real quick go through and let you guys know we are the official broadcast of the Tarot Guild, now in our 20th year, the world's only tarot social media networking platform. That's actually kind of old. It was talking about the tarotguild.com, our old Ning platform, which is going away this coming month. Our new website is psychic.cafe. And it's not only tarot, but it's the world's only psychic social media networking platform. It's Facebook for everything psychic. We have a sale going on right now. It's free to join Psychic Cafe. Just go over to psychic.cafe and join free. But we also have a lifetime membership that's just $39. Yes, you pay $39, and then next month you pay another $39, and then you're signed up for life. Normally $297. It's 75% off right now. One payment of $78, the number of cards in the tarot deck, or two payments of $39. So $39 gets you started, or you can pay the whole thing if you want, $78. And that's it. You're paid up for life. No recurring fees. You get all of our panel discussions, live workshops, live Q&As, all included. You get to guest co-host on these shows. You get to promote you and your business. We promote you and your business. All kinds of ways you can put content and so forth on Psychic Cafe, and then we promote all that, which promotes you and promotes your business, and also through these shows. You also get my $297 tarot numerology course, Tarot by the Numbers, free. You also get certification, normally $124 per level. You get certification free. I know. It is jaw-dropping. You know, go and grab it because it's going away in somewhere between 2 to 4 weeks from now. The sale is going away. And not only that, lifetime membership is going away. We're going to put it away. We'll pull it out once or twice a year here and there. But the next time, it might be early 2025 before we pull it back out again. And we're going to a subscription membership. So if you want to be paid up for life, and it's just one payment of $39 to get started, and then next month you'll be billed one more payment of $39 and you're done. Go over to psychic.cafe/sale. You'll also see this banner in the activity feed pinned to the top on the main page. Just click on it. On that same page, if you scroll down, you'll see my readings are 50% off. You can book a session with me for $49.99. Save $50. It's normally $99.99. And we're doing shows daily. Like we mentioned, our new schedule, it looks like we're going to be in doing our evening show on Monday. Days like this on Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to do an evening show. Thursday, we're going to do a day show. And then Catherine Hahn on Fridays. She should be coming back here in April. Still waiting to hear on details on that. Every Sunday, a live Q&A. You can join us, not this Sunday tomorrow because that's Easter, but next Sunday, the 7th, at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 p.m. London. And all you have to ever do is write this down, psychic.cafe/Zoom. And every Sunday, say 10, 15 minutes. We actually have the Zoom running a half hour before the 1 p.m. start time, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's like New York City is 4 p.m. A half hour before that, 3:30, we have it going. So anytime in there, you just type in psychic.cafe/Zoom, and you can pop in the Zoom call with us. Remember, mark it down. No Zoom meeting tomorrow, but next Sunday you can join us after the show. Speaking of shows, Michelle's Mystic Corner is the second and fourth Sunday. Michelle's next show is going to be on the 13th, and she's going to be talking about Lernamon cards, right? The Lenny. Yes. And then her second show this upcoming month will be the 27th of April, and she has special guest Sonny Hancock on. Yes.
Yeah.
And by the way, the 7th, the show before that Zoom I just mentioned is The Angelic View. Maria will be on. She's on the first and third Sundays. So in April, she'll be on the 7th and the 21st. So next Sunday, tune in. I'll be guest co-hosting with Maria on The Angelic Views. There you go. There's the announcements from the Tarot Guild, Psychic Talk Network, Psychic Cafe. Come join us on Psychic Cafe. Okay, now I'm going to scroll back here. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. Let's see. We did some meals. Okay, let me scroll all the way back.
Oh, awesome.
What'd you see?
G said, okay, I will join.
We'd love to have you. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay. So this is the thing. I'm seeing Samir's question first, even though G messages right after that about his question. When I scroll back through all the messages to the very beginning, I don't see G's at all.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to, I think you said you found it at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're going to, you do G's. And meanwhile, okay. The next question I saw was from Samir. Facing a lot of issues in my life, want to know how I should resolve things. Okay, did you find G's question?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Do I have a future with Yug?
Okay.
So I got the fish, which is resources. What resources are you looking at? I also got the man. Now, I do not know if you are the man or if Yug is the man, but if you notice, he is looking towards the resources, but I also got the whip. So you need to cut something out. Take a look at what you have. Take a look at everything you have. If you want a future with Yug, you need to cut out whatever it is you have too much of that is possible interference with this relationship and your own self. If it's not serving you, then you need to get rid of it. Otherwise, you may not have that future you're looking for.
That's interesting. So Samir, I'm experiencing challenges in my family. I have two daughters and a wife. There's difficulties in their coexistence with my parents. This situation is causing issues in my family. Okay, Samir, I'm trying to get clarification on this. Dan was trying to help get some clarification, and all the Samir just repeated the exact same thing. Stop repeating the questions, folks. You just put it in once. You only need to put it in once. Okay. And I don't think people get how this works, Michelle, you know, and it's getting a little frustrating. G didn't understand what you said. Okay. G, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go listen to the replay. Okay. We are about an hour and 24 minutes into the show. So just go back to an hour and 15 minutes and watch the replay. We are, you know, you're going to have to figure that out on your own. You're going to have to listen to it again. Samir's question is about these difficulties. I'm still not getting clarification on what Samir wants to know and how we can really help with that. You know, you're having a lot of different problems and situations. You know, one thing I give you is not going to help you. Okay. So I'm going to pull some cards, Michelle, though, anyway, and see what's going on. And, you know, if you can help out too, fine.
Yeah.
Think on his question. And I'm getting the Emperor. The Emperor, okay, so that's, you know, your parents. That's Dad. And tradition, the Hierophant. I feel like there's something going on with tradition. Maybe that's part of the problems. You know, are you guys not, what's the word for it, adhering to their idea of what the traditional approach should be? The cards are saying, Knight of Pentacles, to be practical in how you deal with them. You may have to put them at arm's length. I got the Four of Wands. So this is about celebrations. So celebrations, events that happen with the family, when the whole family's together, you know, adhere to regular tradition. And you're just going to have to, you know, all your contacts going to have to be practical. You can exude the love. The Lover's card shows up, you know, anything they throw at you, you only respond with love. It doesn't matter. Positive things from them, negative things from them, you only respond with love. Lover's card. Oops, sorry, wrong card. Lover's card. Okay. But you may have to just, you may have to back off from them. You may have to be practical about things. This is slow, steady progress, but it's practicality. So, you know, maybe cut back to, I don't know how to say this, Michelle, but basically cut back to only special events, celebrations. You just don't see them.
Yep.
You know? And when you do see them, you put on the fake smile. And, you know, you exude the love. It's like, okay, they're my parents. I love them. Love, you know, no matter what crap they're sending back to you. And as closely as possible, adhere to the standard rituals and traditions, you know, with your family and what you guys are, what they're expecting, you know, try to get along and do things, you know, but then limit it to only when, the, you know, events that you're going to, get together anyway, and maybe even limit the number of events. Like, don't go to every birthday party,
yeah.
You know, every high holiday, every, you know, just, you know, we're seeing you at, you know, Joe's wedding and Easter and that's it, you know, or whatever your high holidays are. So that's all I got.
All right. Well, I got the Heart card, which is the overall situation. This is affecting your family, and the goal for you is that you want peace and unity for your family. But with the Mice and the Scythe cards, there's only going to be deterioration until you cut something away. You have to really, you're going to continue to see depletion in your family life until you start cutting away. Like Dax was saying, you know, you have to start separating from the parental. Once you do that, once you make that choice, there's the Choice card, you're going to have more success with that family life. But you have to make that decision. And that decision is not easy. I mean, come on now. Wait, where'd it go? Those are two beautiful cards right there. Two beautiful stairways. It's never an easy decision. But in the end, there's your goal. So I hope that was helpful.
Awesome. Give me a second. I'm responding to 30 things in the chat here.
No worries.
Okay, so Boomika came in and said hello. Hi, Boomika.
Hi, Boomika.
I had a message back. Nicholas came in, one of our lifetime members. It's been a minute. So I said, Hi, Nick. Charlotte had commented that is a tough family situation question. Okay. I think that's everything. All right. And then yep. Heidi had come in and she said, Will you draw a general card for me? Okay, so general message for Heidi. So this is what I'm getting. There's a new opportunity, and it's a new idea, and the universe wants you to focus in on one singular idea and this new idea that's coming in. It may require you to have a different perspective. You may have to think outside the box a little bit on this. And then I got the Hermit card with the Nine of Pentacles. My God, that Nine of Pentacles. I swear to God, are they sticking together or something? It just keeps showing
right?
up. But I think what's actually going on is a lot of people here, they're meant to be entrepreneurs. And so the universe keeps throwing this card in here. So the Hermit card, all right? Again, like the Hanged Man, the Hermit card can mean take a step back and you know, look at the big picture, right? And then with the Hanged Man, thinking outside the box. However, this combination of cards is more the mentor aspect of the Hermit. It's saying that you need to be an advisor, an advisor. You need to be advising other people, and that's going to be, you know, you're going to be self-employed doing this, and you're going to have a lot of abundance and prosperity come through by helping other people. And I'll give you the speech I give all the time, which is, but I'll do it faster than I normally do it. And it is you want to figure out when you're going to be advising people and you're going to start taking on clients, you know, what big problem do you solve? And focus all of your content that you put out to get clients. Everything you talk about is this one problem, and you solve it for people. And so figure that out, and you're going to advise them. You're going to help people solve a problem. So that's the message that I got that came through for Heidi. Question from Boomika. Here you go, Michelle. Is Nikhil hurt because of me?
Hmm.
That's a different one. I like that.
That is.
So while you're doing that, I'm going to check the rest of the chat. Let me check the phone lines. Oh, we got some callers came in. They
nice.
Snuck in on us. So we're going to be coming to phone calls. So you guys that are on the line holding on, hold on there, because we're coming to the phone calls after this.
So there, I got the bird. I feel like there is some gossiping going on.
Michelle, you gave someone the bird? What?
Sorry, Dan.
Sorry, Dan. Notice you went, I said nothing about Dan. I said nothing about you. She went right to sorry, Dan. So apparently she's giving you the bird, Dan.
So I feel like there was some gossip going on. Maybe some lying or sneakiness. But look inside of yourself, because I also got the Moon card. And this is about intuition. So if some gossiping and there was some lying going on and you think you hurt somebody, you probably did, and now is the time to confront them and just apologize and own up to anything you may have done, so that way there is no secrets and no lies in between. So yeah, that's what I have for you.
I was responding to Heidi. I hope that helped you out. Yeah, a bunch of stuff I got to go through here in the chat real quick. I'll start at the end. I'll start with Heidi. She said, okay, thank you. You have told me this before that I should advise and teach. And I said, oh, wow, I'm sorry. I totally did not remember that, Heidi. Yeah, I guess you need to do this. The universe keeps telling you to. So what I wanted to say about that is that, you know, we do thousands of readings in a year, you know, and I do not remember. In fact, as soon as I put the cards down and go to the next caller or the next question in chat, it's gone. I don't remember what I told Fred 2 days ago in a read, you know. And so if I read for you last month and told you something and I repeat it, you know, that's a good sign. That means it's a real message from the universe, because I would not remember you and remember what you asked and what I told you. So that is really cool. So yes, that's the universe saying, okay, Heidi, get on the ball here. Really great thing from Charlotte. She said, I had something similar, and I forget, I can't tell from that which it was meaning, but that's not necessary. This is for everybody. This is a good message for everybody. But she was referring to like one of the readings we were doing and a situation a caller or a question in chat was having. And Charlotte said, I ended up calling on the archangels to put a protective bubble around me. It worked really well. So there's another great suggestion, you know, for like, you know, the thing with the parents or, you know, some of the other questions we've had, you know, put a protective bubble around yourself or ask the angels to do it. Also, Nicholas had come in and Dan and everybody were saying hi because it's been a minute. Nick said, I like the way Michelle reads with the Lernamond.
Thank you.
The Lernamond. Well, we call them Lennies, you know. And
yeah.
Also, nice vid with the Life Path numbers, Dax. All of you were great. I think he was
awesome.
On the last night show. He must
yeah.
have watched the replay. Yeah. So, yeah, we figured it out last night, Nick, you know, that Michelle is going to focus on Lennies. We even came up with, we can't say much, but we even came up with some ideas for our own patented, you know, like copyrighted, like our own art, kind of like Lernamond decks, plus a couple of tarot decks, Steve. We came up with some good stuff last night, let me tell you.
Yeah, we did.
Heidi says that deck is stunning. Yeah, well, all of Ciro Marchetti's are like that. And on the shows, I used to always read with the Tarot Grand Lux from Ciro. I'll show you guys the backs of the cards. I just love the reversible, you know. But I like it where, you know how the trend nowadays is to get rid of the borders? But he went all in the opposite direction when he did this. He was doing decks with no borders because that's what people wanted. But he went all in and put a really amazing border on. And what he did was some elements of the image go over top. Can you guys see that? Go over top of the edge of or the frame. So it looks three-dimensional. It looks like, look at the bird over here. Look at the falcon going over the edge. It looks like the image is coming out at you, and the cards are gorgeous. And I used to use these all the time on the shows because they're the cards I use when I read for clients and stuff. But, you know, these shows are kind of like a teaching show because a lot of our members come here and they're learning tarot, and soon they're going to be learning Lernamond from Michelle. And I noticed as I was showing Ciro cards, I would like show the Fool from his deck, and then I would refer back going, well, in the Waite Smith version, blah, 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 he's standing on a cliff and has the dog, you know, but not in the Ciro version. And this is what it means in the Rider-Waite-Smith version, because I'm trying to teach the Rider-Waite-Smith symbolism because it's more common. And so that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a fancy gold foil cheap deck that just looks pretty on camera and use that. But I used to always use Chiro's deck, you know, and I'm glad you have the Chiro Marchetti L'Ernemont.
It was my first one.
Oh, wow. Can you show us the backs, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Show us one or two of the cards.
And then here are the sides.
It's gold on the sides. Oh, that is so cool.
Yes.
I may have to go get that deck now.
Here's the heart.
Oh.
Here is one of the women.
Pretty. Look at that nipple just sticking out there.
Right.
You know, I love Chiro because in a lot of his decks, he gives us a lot of gratuitous semi or naked scenes.
And yes.
But he doesn't just, you know, give us the women. He does it with the hot-looking guys, too.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Here you go.
Yep, there you go. Oh, that's
funny. Even it out for you.
I'm going to have to get that deck, and then you're going to have to teach me how to do Lenny reading, because I can't do Lenny. Oh.
I love this deck.
Oh, and Dan is saying in chat, Dax, I miss the cafe in the background. I miss it. Wah. I do too, actually. I really like the cafe. Oh, by the way, if you guys are like, what the heck are they talking about? It's this simple. I'm just going to switch over to my FaceTime camera and I will bring up the virtual background that he's talking about. Boom. There you go. Now I am in the cafe. But this is not showing, so I got to move it out. I'm just going to get it out of the way. I'm just going to push it back here out of the way. And, yeah, see, we've got the fireplace going. And do you see the rain coming down? It reminds me of my coffee house in house in Seattle when we have the rain coming down and oh my god, perfect mocha weather.
And it's raining here.
Is it raining where you guys are?
Yes.
That's awesome. It was raining yesterday and the day before. So there you guys go. I'm in the cafe. If you're listening on radio, you're going to have to open up a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live, and then you can come into the live and you can see me in the cafe. Oh, by the way, write that down, because that's the only link you need to remember to make it to these lives. In other words, you can go on and, you know, please do go on and subscribe to our channel and hit notify. You know, when you go to the main page, Psychic Talk Channel on YouTube, you'll see all the upcoming streams and they all have a notify. You can click those and you'll get notified and everything. And each one has its own individual link. However, on the day of a show like today, Monday will be in the evening, 6:30 Pacific. Tuesday will be back in the day like this one, 11 a.m. Pacific. All you got to do is when it's showtime, open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live, and you're here with us. Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, are you happy now, Dan? Oh, Dan says much better. Awesome sauce. So I'm checking out because Nick said something or workshop. I don't know what he was talking about. Maybe he was talking about the L'Ernemont, maybe?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, so Nick's been away for a bit, but we've already been talking about this. So now that Michelle is concentrating on this and we have to get our own deck that we can sell with the course, she's going to do a course and she's going to do workshops on L'Ernemont.
Yes.
And so there'll be free workshops to our members and you can also enroll in her course when she comes out with it. we're trying to get, you know, each of our hosts and folks on the staff and everything to do, you know, one particular area. Like I have the tarot and numerology course, and I'm actually thinking of making a separate tarot course and a separate numerology. And hopefully Charlotte's going to be doing a animal communication course for us, and we need a psychic mediumship course. And to go with those, all these courses, is a show on psychic mediumship, an animal communication show, a Lernemann show. You know, Michelle decided she's going to focus on the Lernemann. And so we got that covered. But any astrologers out there, we want an astrology show. We want a course on astrology. See how that all works? You know, it's like they come to the shows. We send them to the free workshops. They buy the course. You make money. That's the whole idea. So, yeah, we want all the psychic topics. So numerology, astrology, even like energy healing, Reiki, EFT, or energy, crystals. We want a crystal course, crystals 101. Maybe you get like a bunch of crystals with it.
Yeah.
That's something else Charlotte could do, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nicholas wants a Lenny workshop really bad. Yeah. So we're going to go to those phone lines. Area code 203 was first. Hello, area code 203. Are you there?
Yes. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. What's your name, hon?
Thank you. This is Pat from Connecticut.
Oh, okay. Pat from Connecticut. Happy Easter to you. Or like we like to say, happy Goddess Ostara Day. So
yes.
What do you want to talk to us about? Ostara. Ostara is where Easter comes from. And then Christianity absconded with it. Yeah.
Oh. I'll Google that. Thank you. Ostara.
Yeah, Google it.
Okay.
Ostara. And by the way, Michelle did a video on that here on the channel. And a spread too for Ostara. It's really cool. So what's your question for us, Pat?
I will look for it. Okay, I'm going to try and be as quick as possible. I plan to send my daughter-in-law a letter. My granddaughter turned 7 today. She's an hour and a half away. I've slowly been squeezed out more and more and more as far as time I can spend with her. The last email, when I asked to come up and visit, I was told I could meet them in my state or their state in a museum or something, which means it's not a visit, not when you're in a public place. And the mother, I love her, but she's probably OCD. So any event outside the home becomes a crisis, and she freaks out, and then my son gets angry. On and on and on. I just want to tell her that driving, you know, doing a 3-hour drive to visit in a public place is too much for me. And it seems like my visits in the home, my visits create uncomfortableness and stress. So basically, whenever there's a time that I can see my granddaughter, get in touch with me. And I know it's going to cause trouble, but I'm at my limit. I can't do this anymore. I've like groveled for 6 years, not groveled, but also accommodated, you know, 150%, and it just doesn't work. And I can't do it anymore. And this really broke my heart when she put it down to, you know, an hour and a half, 2-hour visit in a public place. So I'd like your opinion. What can you pick up on me sending the letter? It's just short and sweet. It's not accusatory, but I know it will probably make her angry. I just can't avoid that. And I fully expect the consequences to be that I probably won't see my granddaughter for a while.
Well, I got the Tower card, which with the Tower card, it's about an authority
complex. The yeah. I have the power and you don't. And
right.
unfortunately, that is true. She has the power. And so you're going to go through the rough patch. And then I got the bear, which you really need to hold on to your strength during this time.
Yes.
Especially with this power card, because once you send that letter, her attitude is only going to strengthen. It's going to get more of, I'm the mom. This is not okay for you to say that. You're just the grandmother. You don't have the right.
Correct.
But if sending this letter is going to give you the peace that you need and you're prepared and you have the strength, then I would say go ahead and send the letter, because sometimes knowing what is going to happen but still sending something so that you have some sort of closure is what you need to be able to move on. And that's what the Lily card is about. It's about peace inside and being able to rest at night.
Yeah.
So if you send the card or the letter, is it going to give you the peace that you need?
I feel like I can't keep dealing with, you know, I take it personally, the insult of you can only have this much time and you're a bother and I'm irritated. I know she gets irritated with everything in the world, but when I'm trying to visit with my granddaughter, I'm part of that. I just feel like I just can't do this anymore. I don't want to send this letter. I don't want to say these things. It's breaking my heart. I can't tell you how many times I left that place and pulled over by the road and just bawled my eyes out. It's just been so hard. 6 years of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to walk a mile in other people's shoes. You know, she's dealing with the family the way she's able to deal with the family, you know?
Correct.
And I mean, I just feel it. You know, I can feel her point of view. I can feel her point of view. You know, she is the mother. That is their kids. That is their life, which is separate from your life, you know.
Correct.
And, yes, we want to be included, and we want to feel, you know, we want to feel all the, you know, the way we think that normal relations are supposed to go with grandparents and kids, grandkids and parents and, you know, our son, our daughter, what have you. You know, we have a certain expectation of how things are supposed to go, but life isn't like that, you know. And, yeah, you know, it's like if I don't live in the house with you, I am an outsider. It doesn't matter if I'm Uncle George, you know, friend Dave from down the street, or, you know, Grandfather Dax. It doesn't matter. You're outside of the home, and they have processes that they're going through, whether or not she's
OCD.
It does not matter, you know. It does not matter that if she is, she is, and that is how she is, and this is how she has to deal with things. And if she can only handle short visits of a couple hours at a time, and that's all she can handle, because remember, she's got all, and I don't mean to keep saying her, because it's also the father too. It's also, you know, your son too, the both of them, you know, they got work, they got taking care of the kids. They have to, you know, do the illnesses. They have to do laundry every day. They have to do this. They have to do that. They have to do the marketing. They have to, you know, prepare meals. They have to do the homework. It is an endless thing. This is why I don't have kids. It is a freaking endless thing, you know? And honestly, if I was a parent, and this is why I'm not a parent, because I would not be able to deal with this shit. I would just tell people, look, bitch, go over here. Just go over there and stay over there till I can say you can come over here. You know, I mean, I would totally be horrible as a parent. Horrible. Horrible to the kids, horrible to the grandparents. You know, I would be, you know, just absolutely horrendous. You know, I am way too selfish. I am way too selfish.
But at least you can admit it.
Yes. And so that's why I don't put myself in that situation. But then when you have parents that are doing with the day-to-day, like hour upon hour, every minute there's an issue, you know, there's something, everything like that. And I'm sorry, you know, meeting with other people outside the family for them to experience time with their kids is an imposition. It is, because it's an interruption in the middle of what they have to do on a day-to-day basis. So you have to walk a mile in their shoes and be thankful that they're willing to, you know, accommodate and say, okay, hey, you know, let's go to XYZ Museum and you can hang out with the grandkids for a couple hours. You know, I mean, in other families, it's a different situation. You know, their grandparents live with them, or they live down the street and they come over and they babysit the kids all the time, the grandkids, and they get to see them all the time. It's different situations for different families. And she, I keep going back to the mother, and it's not only her fault. Remember, there's the guy. We always forget about the guy, right? So the father and the mother, okay, they have their unique situation and they are dealing with it the best they can, you know. And this has nothing to do with tarot cards or doing a reading or nothing. This is just practical life coaching information popping off the top of my head. I'm trying to look at it from, you know, I'm trying to play the devil's advocate and look at it from the other direction. And so,
well,
it may very well happen if you decide to send that letter, you may get cut off. I don't know.
I have.
But
you
have
know,
to make
walked,
that decision.
I've walked a mile in their shoes for 6 years or more with complete understanding and respect. And
yeah.
I just, could you pull the cards to see?
Okay, we can't. I'm sorry, Pat. I'm sorry, Pat. We got to end the call right now. And the reason is we are at the end of the show, and We just heard the 90-second warning. We're about to go off air. If you want to come back and call in again and ask the question, you know, we would love to answer that for you. We'll pull more cards. We'll see what happens. But I'm sorry, folks. We got to get out of here. And thanks so much for being here, Michelle. You're going to be with
yes,
me.
Yes, thank
tomorrow
you.
Night?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Monday night.
Was it? Monday night? Yeah, that's what I meant. Monday night.
Yeah.
No show tomorrow, folks. Remember, it's Easter. No
that's
show,
right.
No meeting. But next Sunday, we'll have the show and the meeting following.
Yes.
Yeah. This was a lot of fun, though.
Yes.
I think it went very smooth. And we'll see you Monday night.
Bye, everybody.
Ellie will be here. It's going to be a lot of fun.